This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, everyone. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. And this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I would like to extend a very warm, easy, organic gardening welcome to each of you. Thank you so much for tuning in every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest this hour is cannabis cultivation and integrative pest management expert, Chad Schmieder. So before I ask Chad to join me, I want to make sure you receive a copy of our spring natural product for your garden, home, farm, livestock, and pets catalog. Included in this issue are traps, beneficial insects, beneficial nematodes, biological fly control, natural insecticides, fertilizers, and much more. Here's how you can receive a copy of the Arbico Organics Early Spring Catalog. Go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's A-R-B-I-C-O-Organics with an S to place your order, or you can give us a call at 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and be on the lookout for sales and other special promotions there. And you can always follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter, Dr. Bug Lady. And now I'm going to tell you about my impressive guest, Chad Schmieder. Chad Schmieder was born and raised in good old Tucson, Arizona, where I was born and raised, well, not raised, but born, and was interested in plants at a young age. After attending college, he was introduced to medical marijuana industry in California. He moved back to Tucson, where he worked for a variety of plant-related businesses, including Eric the Urban Farmer and Magic Garden Nursery. After medical marijuana was legalized in Arizona, he began working at one of the very first medical marijuana collective and certification centers in Tucson in 2011. After dispensaries began to open in Tucson, he helped manage Desert Bloom Relief Center, during which he participated at the Marijuana for Medical Professionals Conference in Denver and the Southwest Cannabis Conference in Phoenix. Chad loves to volunteer at Tucson Village Farms, Native Seed Search, and the University of Arizona SEAC Greenhouses to further his knowledge of gardening. He continues to volunteer when there are opportunities to become involved in projects with local school and community gardens at places such as elementary and high schools and the Tucson Mission Gardens. While he has worked with a variety of plants and horticultural techniques, he specializes in cannabis cultivation and integrative pest management. And now I would like to ask Chad to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Chad. Thanks for joining me. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Sherry. How are you?
Always.
I'm real excited to get on this show.
Oh, well, thank you for joining me today. It was a pleasure. We had you lined up for another show, and it didn't pan out. So it's a long time coming. And again, thank you so much. You know, we have seen so much change, particularly in the last 10 years, when it comes to organic gardening and farming and alternative medicine. Today, you can find organic food in mainstream grocery stores along with arnica, echinacea, and calendula. So we've really come a long way to where health insurance companies have begun to cover alternative practices such as acupuncture and homeopathic and naturopathic modalities. The same seems to be true for the use of cannabis. Today, there are 23 states that have legalized cannabis for medicinal use and 3 for recreational use, which is why I invited you to join me so we can explore the world of cannabis. So let's get started.
Let's get started.
Tell us about this plant and its history.
Okay. Well, one interesting about cannabis is it's actually a little bit mysterious. You can follow the history. You can look it up. But as far as the taxonomy goes, it's kind of complicated because it's always been kind of illegal since the 20s, since federal studies have really haven't been able to have any of them because it's still Schedule One, so it's very difficult because it's always classified into two classes, and they call it sativa and indica. And sativa is known for like the cerebral effects and have always are more like a upper and more euphoric type feeling. And as far as the plant goes, it's a completely different plant. It's much larger and it produces a lot more. It also takes a lot longer to grow as versus an indica, which is the other side of it, which is the relaxing or it's more associated with the munchies, as they call it, which is, you know, hunger. And it increases your appetite, and it also is known for the calming and cure for insomnia. It helps you go to sleep. So that's a much smaller squatter plant, which much thicker leaves. And so for a long time, people have always been told there's sativa and indica. But now more stuff has come along, and you know, it's become more complicated than that. They've now classified stuff like Afghanica and Ruderalis and a few other species. So, you know, it's very. That's one of the hardest parts about cannabis is the fact that it has had this Schedule One classification, which has made it impossible to study. For as far as federal and agricultural studies go. So that's a complicated question.
Well, what you just shared with us was really interesting. Apparently, up until the 20s, was it legal?
Yes, it was. And actually, people have been growing it for a long time. You know, hemp is the cousin of marijuana. It's exactly the same. And actually, I prefer to call it cannabis. Marijuana has kind of become a derogatory name for it. So cannabis is what they prefer to call it now. And they used hemp to make, you know, clothes, massive sales. It was like part of our culture. George Washington and many of the forefathers were known for growing hemp. And they even believed they smoked cannabis. There's like a famous George Washington post, a diary entry where he talks about separating male and female plants. And see, that's not something you do when you grow hemp. When you grow cannabis, there's something really important. The female plant is the only one that creates the effects, all the effects that are associated with cannabis, the intoxication. It's the one that has the really most of the concentrated cannabinoids and terpenes, which are some of the psychoactive properties that the plant has, and whereas the males really don't provide that. They're just they're breeders, and they just pollinate, so they don't really do much. So there's a famous journal entry where George Washington was worried that he hadn't separated the males and the females in time, so he was worried that they had pollinated. And what the problem with that is, when males pollinate the females, All the energy that went into making the buds then goes into producing seeds. So, you know, the female spends a lot of time getting stickier and stickier, and in doing so is increasing its potency. It's trying to, the plant is designed to catch pollen. So that's how we manipulate it when we cultivate it. When man cultivates it, they separate, they remove all the males. And what happens is the female starts to think there's something wrong with it. And she starts increasing, putting more energy into making herself stickier and producing more resin because she believes that there's no, that there's pollen around her, like there naturally would be, and she just isn't able to catch it. So she will actually, after a while, even like pretty much hurt themselves, like put all their energy into creating the resin to catch pollen, and they never do. And that's kind of how you produce a high quality product. Whereas, so what George Washington was worried about was that the males had pollinated the females. All of that, energy that went into the resin then went into the, seeds and, making the product less desirable and less potent.
So. That is really interesting, and certainly I learned an awful lot here in the last few seconds. We're going to take a quick break. Those of you who are listening, I know you're not going away because you want to know more about what Chad Schmieder has to say. So we're coming right back in just a few minutes.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. And this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me is the amazing Chad Schmieder. He specializes in cannabis cultivation and integrative pest management. So, welcome back, Chad.
Hi.
Hey, I know this. It goes by so fast, and we just have so much to cover. So, let's talk about the medicinal uses of cannabis. What are they? We've got 23 states. As I said before, that are where it is legal for medicinal use, and I'm curious, how do people use it?
Okay. Well, everybody and most mammals, and I believe all the way to like rudimentary marine organisms, have a system called an endocannabinoid system. And what that does is it's responsible for homeostasis, which is your body's equilibrium. It's like, your heart beating at the right time, you're keeping the right blood pressure, keeping the right temperature of your body, just the complete equilibrium of everything. And a lot of it has to do with neurons and neuron firing. So that's the endocannabinoid system. It has nothing to do with cannabis. It was, like I said, it was in rudimentary marine organisms a long time ago. So, but it's interesting because it interacts with cannabis. So, as I said before, it's responsible for homeostasis. One of the actions of homeostasis is called the apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. So that's as each cell is created in your body, it's basically told how many times to reproduce and then to die. And what happens when people have like things like cancer, the cell just keeps reproducing and doesn't die. And that's your body's supposed to be, controlling that. And, for some reason, it's not going on. So that's how they say that's how it's known to cure some forms of cancer, because in high enough amounts, THC and CBD, which are those are abbreviations for different cannabinoids. The THC is Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol, and the CBD is cannabidiol, is what it stands for. And those are different cannabinoids that are found in cannabis. And in high amounts, those are known to actually re-trigger apoptosis. So they can actually tell your cells to re-trigger that action and when they're supposed to die. So that's one thing that it does. Also helps with sugar metabolism. And another thing is it does what they call it prevents excitotoxicity in neurons in your brain. So as most people get older, if you can keep the rest of yourself healthy, then most likely you're going to suffer a little bit from some loss of synaptic plasticity. You're going to get a little bit of rust in your synapses, which is basically what conducts the electricity in between your neurons. So you can think of your brain like a computer, and there's the neurons are little, that's what does all the thinking. That's like the memory and stuff. And they have to fire in between to communicate for you to get, conscious thought. These neurons have to fire between each other and, and an unconscious thought too, your body's processes. So, what happens is, over time, your brain suffers from excitotoxicity. It starts overfiring these neurons in your brain. And, it can be due to genetic reasons, it can be pollution, psychosocial, environmental, biological, all those reasons play a factor in it. And, it's your neurons overfiring for no reason. And what that does is it burns out your synapses, which are the connections, at a rate that can't be repaired. And that's what going senile is. And that's what a lot of the CNS disorders, the central nervous system disorders, have to do with. It's usually has to do with degradation of its loss of synaptic plasticity for, different reasons. And so what cannabis does, it actually does this interesting action where what endocannabinoids do, and they provide negative feedback. So they actually, so usually what happens is a neuron fires from a transmitter to a receptor. It's sending a message, and on the other side, another neuron is receiving it. And so that's where the action's wrong. It's over-firing. It's sending too much message to the receiver. So what an endocannabinoid does is it actually provides negative feedback. It sends electricity back from the receptor to the transmitter. So these messages are hitting each other, and in doing so, it provides negative feedback. Is that understandable?
Yes, it does. It's amazing.
Okay, great. Yeah, so that makes it so your neurons can fire at a rate that can be repaired, basically. It slows them down a little bit. And that's a problem with, today. That's how most of us eventually will experience something like that. So that's how it can actually help everybody. It can give you longevity, and it can provide mental health, can protect your mental health. It's a strong neuroprotectant. So those are some of the, it also, you know, can work as an anti, anti-convulsant for seizure patients. They, that's one of the reasons how you can get it. You know, there's a few reasons. Arizona's kind of strict on the qualifications to get a card, the criteria.
I was going to ask you that. What are the qualifications for most people?
So I think the majority of people suffer, I think it's like 50% or even, maybe even more, have the chronic pain. That's kind of what they suffer from. And what that requires is just, for the doctors, it's just for someone, and if someone were to have chronic pain in order to get a card, they would just, they would go to one of these cannabis doctors, these ones that specialize in medical marijuana cards, and show some proof of this, that they have this type of pain from their regular doctor. And, it's very easy to do that. You just have your doctor fax it to this person. They don't ask questions. They don't know who that person is. They don't have to know exactly what's going on in your life. So it's very easy to do that. The other reasons, you can have epilepsy. I wish I knew more of every single one. I know that they just passed PTSD. That's a big deal. We're the only state to have that right now. And that was a huge effort, done by, one of the people that's famous for that is this Dr. Sue Sicily. She's, was a professor at the U of A. And, she got this whole study passed. She got it passed through, the NIDA Foundation, which is very difficult. It can take, I don't think there's any limit on when they have to get back to you on how, as far as, you have to get studies approved by the FBI, the FDA, and I believe the DEA maybe even, and they all have like a couple years to get back to you, whereas this NIDA institution doesn't. It's the National Institution for Drug, maybe Abuse or Administration. I can't remember the A for it, but it's this organization that controls kind of who can study cannabis and who can't. And so she got it passed mm-hmm. through all that, and then after it was probably a 4-year process, the U of A let her go. Right afterwards, and it was a huge. Now she travels the nation, and talks about it, and she's with the Wounded Warriors Project right now, which is a really cool organization. They help wounded soldiers that come back from Afghanistan and Iraq.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. We're going to have to take another quick break and hold that thought. Chad says let's take a quick break right now. We're going to come right back in just a few minutes. So those of you who are listening, don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me this hour is Chad Schmieder. He is a specialist in cannabis cultivation and integrative pest management. Chad also works with me at Arbica Organics. And if you want to get a hold of him to ask him a question for help with your gardening and farming needs, you can always give him a call at 800-SOS-BUG. That's 800-767-2847. So, and now, Chad, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're just a walking encyclopedia when it comes. We're going to call you Chattopedia because you know so much about.
Yeah, I was a little bit more organized sometimes.
Oh, you are just doing great. So, we talked about how people qualify, a variety of issues. I know one of them is glaucoma, and So what? You talked a little bit about the types of cannabis there were, and that there's others, some that are more medicinal than others. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, so say that a person lives in a state that has medical marijuana or recreational marijuana or both, which seems to be the case. One follows the other. How do they get started? How do they set up their garden? Talk to us a little bit about how to grow it. Kind of important because this is a gardening show. So people that are listening, the most important thing is that whatever you learn here about growing tomatoes, you can certainly take that information and transfer it to anything else that you're growing pretty much. So, but in particular, if someone is wanting to or qualifies for medicinal marijuana, talk to us about setting up your garden. What do you need to do, and what are the ways to do it?
Sure. I worked with a few cultivations. I'm I like to think I know a little on the subject. So there's two ways to start. One way that seems to be more popular is to get cuttings, which in the cannabis industry they call clones a lot. And what those are pieces of female plants. As I said before, the female plant's the only one that actually makes the psychoactive chemicals. So those are the ones that people are after. So when you get a seed of a plant, there's about a 50-50 chance that it's going to come out male or female. And since female is the desired plant that you want, you could save a lot of time by going through cuttings as opposed to seeds. And there are pros and cons to both. Starting with the seed, you actually get a stronger taproot. You get the primary taproot. So that's capable of digging, you know, that's what does the downward digging. And through the hard dirt and stuff, and it can send lateral roots out, and it can make multiple layers of root zone, which is great for growing in the ground. A plant from seed is always going to be the strongest, going to be a bigger, stronger plant more than likely. The problem with them is that there's some genetic variation. So you could have all the same seeds, and just like people, you know, born of the same two parents, they're going to have different sizes, and one's going to be tall, one's going to be short, and you know, a lot of times uniformity is what you're after. Instead of making all these different, phenotypes, basically, which have all the different effects, that's not super helpful when people are trying to get a consistent product. So the other way to go would be, to get a cutting from one of these plants. And generally it's selected, you know, somebody will grow, 10 seeds out and pick the best female plant out of those, and that's what's going to be their, what they call a mother plant. That's a plant that you keep just to make cuttings off of. You never really bud it out or flower it out. The way people do that, actually, and the way cannabis can be controlled, grown indoors at least, would be is through lighting. And I'll get to that a little bit later. But so first, you have you start with a seed or a cutting. When taking a cutting, usually it's just like anything else. You want to get a lot of surface area. You go at a 45-degree angle. You use a nice, if you want to, you can use a nice rooting hormone. You don't even really have to. A lot of these, to get more of a success rate, especially if it's your first time, I would recommend doing it. Really, as you go along, you realize a lot of stuff you don't really need. The plant's fully capable of rooting itself. You can also, for people that want to be fully organic, which is what I like to do, you can use a aloe gel. So you can actually go harvest an aloe vera plant and just kind of scoop out the gel in the middle and mix it up. And that's got a natural salicylic acid in it. So it's a natural rooting hormone. And it also has a lot of other great benefits. If you just throw it in your compost tea or nutrient mixes, it's a natural surfactant. It breaks water tension, so it helps absorb, and it also has vitamins and enzymes. It's just a great thing to add. So that's how you would start. You have to give it humidity, the cutting. You have to put it inside some type of miniature greenhouse and spray it. So usually what people use the root into is usually not straight soil. You would use some type of inert media. So rock wool is kind of a common one because it's very cheap. That's kind of like, it almost has like a fiberglassy texture or like insulation, it feels like. That's why a lot of people don't like to use it, but it's one of the cheapest. You can get little peat rooters, they call them, that are made out of just peat and stuff like that. We have some at Arbica. We have all different kinds. You can go into straight peat moss. You could go into cocoa core. Some type of inert media works best. The reason for that is that you don't want to give the cutting nutrients. You want it to promote root growth. So what it does, it'll pull nutrients out of the rest of the, you know, the piece of the cutting, and you'll start to see it turn yellow in the leaves, and that's a good thing. You want it to pull energy out of that and to use it to grow roots. And if you introduce fertilizers right away, or if you have a medium that has some fertilizer to it, you don't want to feed the roots right away, because it'll start to grow up and you'll be constantly competing root growth with upward growth. Instead, you want to put on an inert media until it roots to a proper amount. When there's multiple roots coming out of the cube, like I'd say 5 to 6, then it's ready, and they're like, at least maybe like a centimeter out of the root or half a centimeter, then you're good to go pretty much. You can then transplant it into a into a regular, or a light mix, actually. You'd want to use a light mix, which is, you know, and you can make that yourself by adding, you can use your regular soil and just add some coca core or peat moss to it. The main thing, the medium you want to use, always, you want it to be at least between 5.5 and 6.5. Cuttings, I've heard, tend to like it towards the lower part, like the 5.5, and then as the plant matures, anywhere between 5.5 and 6.5 pH is okay. But again, you want to keep the nutrients low in the beginning, or none at all. You want to have an inert media if you can, and then you'll keep that on 24 hours of light if you have the capability. And the reason why you want to do that is because cannabis is triggered by light to all the things, like most plants, they're phototropic. You know, they use light as energy, and it triggers all their functions. So you can, the first stage of growth is called, they call it vegetative growth, and they call it, and that's just anything really. If you keep a cannabis plant on 18 hours or more of light, it'll actually never produce a bud. It'll just grow in height and in wideness. You can, you know, people prune them back and try to make them bushy or change the shape. And, it'll never actually put out a bud. That's how you keep your mother plant that you would take cuttings off of. Some people will even put it on 24 hours. There's a, you know, argument whether that 6 hours really makes much of a difference or not. After that, you would, you put the plant on, so as you're putting the cutting in 24 hours of light or 18, you know, it'll, as it starts to, as it's ready, you'll transplant it. Also, yeah, you keep it inside a, greenhouse, as I mentioned, a miniature dome, humidity dome, and you just spray it every once in a while with a spray bottle. Make sure that you see that there's humidity in there because cuttings have to stay wet. They'll lose moisture really fast. So as long as it's humid in there, they'll do fine. Also, when you're watering them eventually, you know, as the cubes start to dry out, water from the bottom. If you can, fill up the tray with water, not from the top. That promotes the roots to grow downwards. If you pour right on top of the roots, it'll work eventually, but you won't see the roots for a long time because they'll be growing inside that cube.
Take a break. We're talking about the roots. We're taking another quick break. When we come right back, you're gonna finish talking about the roots so we can finish the growth of the plant. Those of you listening, we are coming right back with Chad Schmieder. Don't go away.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And my guest this hour is the extremely knowledgeable and amazing Chad Schmieder. He is a specialist in cannabis cultivation and integrative pest management. He also works with me every day at Arbico Organics. And if you want to speak to Chad about your garden, how to grow better, how to grow anything, he's the guy. You can give him a call at 800-767-2847, 800-767-2847, which is 800-SOS-BUGS. Or for you listeners who are outside the country of the U.S. of A., you can give him a call at 520-825-9785, 520-825-9785. Welcome back, Chad.
Okay.
So, this is our last segment. It goes fast. You had got us to the point where we now had the root growth, and we were looking at the root ball to make sure we had plenty of roots, and kind of left us with a cliffhanger. So get us to the next place.
All right. So now we're transplanting. Transplant. You want to make sure that whatever you're transplanting into is a light mix. You want to add water to it first. You want to put the, just like transplanting anything else. You know, vitamin B helps a little bit with stress sometimes. That's a good one. I like to add a little bit of the aloe vera in the water as well, and that, like a tablespoon of it, of the gel. Make sure to not use the skin, just the gel. Mix it up in there. You can water with that. That's when you're going to want to add your rooting products, your mycorrhizae products, your lactobacillus products, your whatever, your trichoderma, all that stuff that helps the roots grow. And enzyme products work as well there. And then you're transplanting. Then you're going into your bedroom. That's your 18-hour room or 24-hour room. That's the first stage of growth. That's how you, during that stage is when it's good to do things like compost teas. That's aerated compost teas. Those are where you brew buckets of water with oxygen and oxygen pumps and air stones, and you brew water for a while, you brew them with nutrients. You put your compost in there. You put your mycorrhizae and your rooting products, your, you know, the stuff that attaches to roots, like mycorrhizae, like lactobacillus, all that kind of stuff. Your enzymes all go into that, as well as your high nitrogen products. That's the first stage of growth, and mainly focuses on nitrogen. That's, a little bit of, you know, phosphorus and potassium as well, but really the first stage of growth is all focused on nitrogen. And that's how you get the lush green plants. Water. I also want to talk about the water. Make sure that the water source you're using is either reverse osmosis water, which is water that's run through a filter that's just pure water, or you can harvest rainwater. That's a great source. I use that whenever I can. If all you have is tap water, it's important to leave it out in like a, you have a 55-gallon barrel for at least 3 days. I've heard people doing it for like a couple weeks to get all the chlorine. Chlorine evaporates within 24 hours, but there's another side product, chloramine, that takes a lot longer. Do that for a while. So that's the water you're going to want to use. After your plants are the right height that you want, and that's you know, debatable. Some people like to grow large trees. Now, if there's a limit on how many plants you have to grow, it would make sense that you would grow larger plants. If there's no limit on amount of plants, but a limit on grow space, then, you know, you can grow more smaller plants. And sometimes that's a quicker way to return a harvest. So next stage, you want to change your lighting to 12 and 12 hours. And that resembles fall. And that's when cannabis naturally outdoors likes to bud and flower. So when you switch the lights to 12 and 12, you'll start to notice the change. They'll start to grow hairs on the plants. That, if you're going from seed, that's when you want to look for male parts and female parts. The female parts are hairs. They're like white hairs that grow out of the top, right where the new growing ends are. You'll see white hairs growing out of it. When they're males, you'll see little pollen sacs. They're like yellow, and they look almost like bananas, like the way that they grow out and when they burst. A lot of people refer to them as bananas because of that. So that's the stage you want to look for that. Even when you're using females, you can stress when things stress out too bad. If you're doing something wrong or hurting the plant, it can produce these male parts. It can then hermaphrodite. You know, it's trying to survive in there. So you can do that. So that flowering stage usually takes about 2 months. In that stage, phosphorus and potassium is required. You require more amounts of phosphorus, potassium, less of nitrogen. You can pretty much cut the nitrogen in half. Then use higher amounts of phosphorus and potassium. That promotes large budding and multiple sites. That's when I like to use products like insect grass. And, I use crab meal, I use oyster shell, all these products, and earthworm castings and stuff. All these products have this chitin, this substance called chitin. It makes up fungal cell walls and the shells of arthropods. And also crustaceans, all that stuff. I mean, arthropods, yeah. So plants have learned to sense it as an enemy, so they've evolved that way. So they actually have an enzyme in them called chitinase that will break down this substance, and it upregulates it. It then absorbs it and uses it to create more, to make it more resistant. Now, with most plants, that makes it, you know, branch more in a larger plant and stuff like that, and it mimics it being attacked by a plant or by a bug. It's trying to boost its immune system. But with cannabis, everything that you do to make it more resistant usually upgrades the potency of it because of its defense mechanism is resin. And the resin is what contains all of the products. So that's when products like, even aloe vera and the insect frass, the crustacean shell, that kind of stuff, those are what that's called is eliciting the SAR response. That stands for systematic acquired resistance. And that's that response that I was explaining, the one where the plant boosts its immune system. Most plants are capable of doing it. Cannabis, usually it means creating more resin, which is usually making the product more potent. At least that's the theory. And in my experience, I think it works. I've also seen it, I believe that I've seen it shorten flowering time. But, you know, there's always a lot of factors. So the other type of tea to use during these times are, you can use them actually through both stages, are these super sprout teas, they call it. These are the enzyme teas that people make. And it's fairly easy to do. They have brew your own brew stores actually that sell like malted barley and other malted grains. And for a while people were sprouting seeds and grinding up seeds, and it was taking a couple weeks to sprout these grains, these barley seeds, these wheat seeds. The reason why they were doing that was the seeds are capable, they create a lot of enzymes and better convert starches into sugars. They're converting enzymes basically. So adding them to plants, you can see some really good results. Like I've seen internodal, less stretching in the plant. And in cannabis, that's a big thing, less stretching in the buds. You want dense, nice, dense buds that hold things in. So it took a long process before, but now you can just go down to the store and get the malted barley, which has already been sprouted, has a high enzyme content, throw it in some water and absorb it. It doesn't even need to be aerated. Just throw it in there and try to mash it up. You want to grind it. You want to grind it, by the way. Try to mash it up in there, and you can really absorb all the growth enzymes and strain it out, or not even strain it out. You can leave it in there and throw that into your plants. And it's amazing what you can do with that. I brought back a fig tree from I was bringing it back from a freeze that happened. We didn't cover it very well. And it's amazing, the growth on it. So, yep, that's pretty much what I like to do. The high phosphorus in flowering is important. Bat guano, high phosphorus bat guano works really well for that. Rock phosphate, if you want to go veganic. But really, there's multiple ways to do it. I prefer the organic way. So composting, every nutrient I make, at least I put in, I try to make into a tea first. That way it gets fully digested and the plant gets to use it. It becomes a lot more bioavailable to the plant. Plus, I believe I'm increasing the bacteria or fungal content that would normally take a lot of time to build up. You're throwing it in much higher amounts than would normally exist. So, that's how I try to keep the plants healthy. Usually with cannabis, you don't want to feed with every watering. So, in between waterings, that's when I throw in just the compost seeds. It just has very low, no nutrients in it. It literally just has like earthworm casting, sometimes the insect frass, stuff like that. You're rooting for your mycorrhizae, your lactobacillus, your EM1, your great white, or the arbico mycorrhizae. Those EM1 and those arbico mycorrhizae, one thing I'll say about them is they're very fairly well priced, opposed to a lot of things on the market.
Thanks, Chad. We've got 20 seconds. What do you want to leave the listeners with? We're going to have you back.
Okay, vote for legalizing the rights for cannabis. That's a vote. I don't know which proposition. I wish I was a better representative, but vote for cultivation rights, because it's silly. It's really silly that they're putting people in jail for that. So,
well, this isn't a political show, but for those of you who are listening, thank you so much for joining us today, and we're going to have a wonderful guest again next week. So go out and make it a great, easy organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, environmentally and sustainably yours.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.